to the Meta Mistakes Blogcast, the place to learn from the mistakes of others because you can't live long enough to make them all on your own. Each week, I interview business execs and experts to find out what they would do differently if they could go back in time. Short, sweet, and to the point, I'm Melissa Lakshi, and thanks for listening. Today, we have someone who I admire very much. He's the marketing mastermind behind Beta Brand, father and inventor of the poo emoji shirt. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Always happy to talk to you, Melissa. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Aaron, and for those of you guys who don't know or haven't heard of Beta Brand, go check them out immediately, like now. I mean, just stop listening. Go there now. Because it's awesome. Like, their clothes are functional, their messaging's hysterical, and, I mean, they're always coming out, you guys are always coming out with new designs, just waiting to be crowdfunded, right? I mean,
right.
I'm so...
New ideas nonstop, it doesn't stop.
No, it's so cool. And so, Aaron, what's your favorite part about what you do now?
That's a big question. I think my favorite part right now is it's amazing being part of a company that is, excuse me, everyone is a creator of some sort. You know, and as a brand, you know, we're all about crowdsourcing designs and then crowdfunding to life. So it's extremely participatory, and it's that same mentality inside. And it's fun being, you know, the brand. I think historically my experience has been working with retailers that sell other people's stuff. It's pretty amazing being the brand selling your own stuff. And, you know, I think a couple of us together, I think we have a pretty special, you know, company here. I think we're doing really great things and really helping people understand that in retail and in fashion, it's okay to be participatory, both from, you know, my ideas can be heard and can be created, as well as, you know, after the fact where, you know, people want to help market for us. And it's great to have that sort of, I guess, brand loyalty. So lots of fun.
Yeah, definitely huge following, brand loyalty for sure. I mean, once you go Beta Brand, you just can't go back.
And cannot go back.
You can't. And I cannot wait for I crowdfunded a couple of things, and I'm excited for them to come in. Also with the crowdfunding, is that just, so the creators are just within Beta Brand, or anyone off the streets can go and make their new yoga shirt?
No, for sure, yeah, it's anyone. And I think the point being, historically, you know, you graduate from a design school and you have a portfolio, a couple inches thick, you take that to, you know, the Gap, another great company, but you take it to the Gap and you say, hey, look, here's all the amazing work I've done. And they say, okay, awesome, you're hired, go make men's Oxford shirts. Like, but what about all this other stuff that I was really passionate about? So, you know, it's an opportunity. Of course, that's a very specific use case for, you know, designers. But the reality is it's for everyone, you know. And so we have designers working with us, just people with smart ideas, big brands like Timberland, you know, folks at Pebble are working with us, you know, all sorts of ways. And then idiots like me are also submitting ideas, you know, and not to say that you're an idiot or not a designer, folks like you also, you know, can you know, just again, beyond that, you know, I want fashion with the function, and this isn't out there, so it should be out there. Let's go make it. And where we actually help, I think, for the most part, is a lot of people with great ideas aren't manufacturers, right? So, you know, people like you, if you have a great idea, that's more or less what you're bringing to the table. You don't need to source fabric, source factories, you know, deal with packaging, shipping, returns, customer service. That's what we take on. And then, yeah, we pay a commission to the designers who created the idea. So really works together all the way around.
Wow. That's a sweet deal for people who have a great idea, especially with all the – I love all the travel pants. And the, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for what you guys are coming out with. So cool.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Aaron, the main reason why we're here today is to share, you know, tidbits of advice from your years of expertise. And, you know, my question for you is, now that you're kicking ass and Beta Brand's awesome, but if you could go back in time to the beginning of your career, what piece of advice would you give to your younger self?
You know, for that, I think there's okay, one, I would find a way to intercept Donald Trump's thinking. So we're not where we're at today. Sorry to get political on your show. But I think everything, looking, you know, as a first-time caller, long-time listener, I can piggyback on a couple things that some people said. I think Brian did a good job. I've been super lucky to be, have always had amazing managers. And that has, allowed me freedom to try different things, take risks. One of those managers being Alfred, I think his point around, more or less know what to say no to. If you have so many options, what do you do? Mm-hmm. So I think the answer for me is somewhere in the middle. So in my background coming up, it was always really hyper-focused around the brand, driving growth and affinity through that. I think probably if I would, and I really stay focused there. If I would go back to my younger self, I'd say, let's also not forget there's this whole other side of marketing. And I think probably when I was younger, it would have been better if I whether by trade or just by skill set, I got more involved in the operating hands-on side of direct response marketing. And, I was super fortunate to have great people that I worked with who had that background. But, getting my hands in on, campaign management, campaign strategy, turning the dial, because then when I finally did start to learn all that, I was a little bit older, super young, obviously. But, I think as those skills are probably easier to learn earlier and then evolve, as opposed to, just waiting and then it's like a bolt on to the rest of my skill set. So I would think you don't want to chase every opportunity, but within your sort of realm of focus, what are the fringe things you aren't doing that can only enhance your overall experience?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Yeah, so everyone listening, figure out what you need to, kind of your pain point, and what you're almost ignoring, like the elephant in the room. Like, I know I need to work on this and start that immediately and not delay. Because, of course, the more, the better, all the skill sets you get, of course, just make you better at whatever you're doing. So.
Yeah, and I do believe that in the strength finder mindset, really try to capitalize on things you do well and divest from things you don't do well. But if you can do more things well, that's only going to help you.
Totally. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for your words of wisdom. Everyone do more things better. And
do all the things and do them all really good. Do them hugely.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think, just thank you for, having this be a thing. I think all of us were always scrambling to figure out, am I the only one having a hard time, or I wish I'd have known that. So I think, what you're doing is providing a great, great outlet, great service to a lot of people today and in the future. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
And go to Beta Brand right now.
Go to Beta Brand right now. And if you're in San Francisco, go to your flagship shop, because rumor has it, you guys can find some Pokemons there.
Yeah,
Pokemon
yeah.
Go. Officially.
Yeah, right now you can't. Yeah, definitely. Stop by the store at 780 Valencia and tell them I said to hook you up.
Like what you learned today? Tweet it out. Hashtag MenoMistakes. And as always, you can find me and my design/life hacking and user experience counterpart at MenoDesign.com.